Come on now. You got it.
Gotta find my voice. Yeah! We're coming at you live from 97.8 The Squirt.
No. So close.
No. Balls. Was that it?
That was
97.5,
really
but it was almost
so close.
Okay.
I tried.
Welcome back to Drop Dice, Internet's favorite D&D podcast.
Woo!
That's us.
Yay! Where we last left off, a lot of things happened.
Stressed.
Emotional.
Yeah, we saw some of Gregor's people. We saw some of Fargrim's people. We saw some of Kronk's people. Really, Ak is the only one we haven't seen people of yet.
We saw his people.
No, we saw my people.
Same people as Gregor's
people. Yeah, well, that was like a while.
Those are my people.
That's a shared
people. No.
Okay.
He's part of our community.
Yeah. Gregor's people are my people now.
I'm picking up some racial tension from God.
That's crazy, bro.
Okay. So yeah, we're going to pick up. There was a little bit of a time jump from the last episode. The party is back at Kronk's mansion, hanging out in Matorka.
That we're not allowed in.
Timey.
I'd like to think my hangover from the rave is like starting to set in and like several business. It's like a 4 business day hanger.
Man, y'all out here raving.
I had a rave. We had a rave. Yeah.
Okay. As you guys are heading around, it's normal time in the morning. A magical door appears on the side of Kronk's outer wall. And walking through it.
Y'all see that?
Nope.
Yeah.
Be ready. Two arms.
You see wearing his classic 17 overcoats. Looking, there's like one gray hair, longer beard. It's that guy Jurgen you guys adventured with months ago.
Damn, can I roll a perception check to see if I recognize? Do I clock that it's him, or do I think it's just some homeless guy?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, roll.
Homeless guy.
That's a 4. Ain't no chance I'm clocking that it's him. So I'm gonna I'm yeeting a javelin.
There's a vagabond on my property.
Okay.
Walking through your door.
Roll to attack. Oh, walking through the wall.
Wall.
I got an 11, big dog. What's your AC?
AC for what?
Your AC. Just you.
Oh, 17.
No, so it goes wide.
Jurgen, as you walk through your portal, there's a javelin.
It?
Yeah, you can.
What would that be? Athletics?
Yes.
I hope you fuck up and get stabbed in the hand.
That's a nat one.
You do. You see this javelin comes at you, and you're like, I've seen this in the movies. And you try to catch it, and there's just a javelin through your hand.
It was going to miss, too. You went out of your way. You tried to catch the fucking spear tip.
You took a few steps over.
It was going to look so fucking cool.
You played yourself.
Nice, dude.
Okay, yeah. So there's a guy who just walked through the wall with a javelin through his hand.
You got him, Gregor.
That's 3 damage, by the way, bud.
Okay. I'm never going to financially recover from this.
Crisis averted, guys. We got him.
We got him.
Do the rest of us recognize him?
Can I point at him with my javelin hand and say, do message and say, stop fucking around?
Yes, 100%.
Quit fucking around.
Gregor, you do have the ring of mind shielding on, though.
Yeah.
So you get a collect call from Jurgen.
Like, oh, man, I haven't seen Jurgen in forever. That's crazy. I'll answer it.
Quit fucking around.
Damn, that's crazy.
Same as I left, Joe.
I'm going to sheath the hammer.
Jurgen, you do realize, though, a couple of things are different. So last time you saw Gregor, he had a cloak made out of the face of a kraken. That is gone. He now has this long, like a wolf head over his helmet that, like, goes down into, like, this white fur cloak.
Wearing his ancestors.
Mad drip.
As they do on Fenris.
Imagine me coming out with another skinned elf on my head.
Yeah, dog. Just fucking. Just
my grandpa. What the fuck?
Yeah, okay.
He asked for this in his
terrifying.
Will.
Kronk, it is at about this point that your housekeeper comes running up to your room that you're studying in. Just a little like.
Yes.
Master Kronk, a man has materialized through your wall, and your other friend has thrown a javelin through his hand. I thought you might want to know.
Which man materialized? A lot of people tend to do that around here, apparently.
I haven't seen him before. He's wearing At least 7 coats.
A lot of pockets?
I would assume.
Okay. All right. I think I clock who this is. All right.
Okay. So,
thanks for letting me know.
Should I prepare tea? What do I do with this information?
You could make coffee for me. That would be great. And then waters for everyone else, please.
Okay. Yep. Snacks or no snacks?
Tap water.
Yeah.
Tap water.
There's water in the
hose tank. Water.
No snacks at the moment.
Okay. I will have your coffee and water delivered to the guest house.
Well, the coffee can just come to me.
Okay.
Because I don't go in the guest house anymore. Shithole. But the waters can go there.
House. Should I bring them into the main house?
No. The waters are the people. The waters can be here. The people can't.
All right. I'll get your coffee then.
Thank you. Hey, dumbass questions.
At this point, I'm going to walk up. I'm going to pull the javelin out of his hand and be like, that's not me, dog. I'm sorry about that. I just... Combat mindset.
Yeah, I can see not much has changed around here, but you have a nice new shirt.
It's a cloak, but thank you. As I'm kind of like,
thanks. It's got pockets.
I got promoted, so
every kid with like any long,
very impressive thing
ever.
Thank you.
Just holding it out behind them.
Mm-hmm. So where the hell have you been? Yeah.
Who's all outside with me?
I'm probably there, and maybe Vargrim.
Vargrim, are you out here, dog?
Probably just us three.
I'm just kind of ignoring his presence right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're just petting Gary. You're like
racial tension. Yeah.
The racial tension is back again.
I guess he's back. All right, cool.
Yeah, where the hell did you sort of like just disappeared?
Yeah, so yeah, where have you been?
A lot of shit's happened.
So I'm gonna start kind of like telling my story, and when I do that, I'm gonna use Druidcraft to make a sensory effect to give everyone kind of a chill.
Ooh, did you fucking multi-class?
Man, we'll
crazy.
Get there.
Stand man, you by. Crazy. Man,
so dude, I got called away crazy. By that mage I bought a house from, where I've been fighting a very long, drawn-out battle.
Real estate court.
But not quite. There's actually less demons than real estate court.
He was in custody battles with peacocks.
But I'm back now to help you guys finish this also very important fight. It's evil.
You said demons, huh? What kind?
Yeah, I like killing demons.
Yeah, like,
you didn't invite me.
Could have shot us.
What the hell?
You could have sent us a message. And
It's like my whole thing now.
It's been at least a decade.
Oh,
it's been a decade of your time. Like you've been gone for 10 years.
Yes.
How long? Damn, how long
this was a crusade.
It's been like what? Like,
that was different.
It's been probably
different.
Like what? Like a month.
It's been like 2 months for you guys.
Has it?
I was on a completely different plane of existence.
You went on a 10-year crusade and didn't think that maybe I'd want to partake? And
yeah, that's like...
You're on your own crusade.
Yeah, dude, I'm done. But I'll double down on these crusades.
I'm back to help you with your crusade.
Damn, that's tight.
That is pretty sick.
At this point, I'm going to come walking out the door with my servant holding all the waters. I'll be like, guys, we have our own shit to do. Let's not take on too many side quests.
I'm all about
it. But look how like grizzled and like... experienced he looks now.
Yeah, Pocket Man looks real badass.
Yeah. But
like, y'all got your own shit. All right, let's dial it back.
Fine.
In front of us.
I feel like last time you were only rocking like 12 coats, and I'm clocking like 17 this time around. That's pretty rad, man.
Yeah.
Voluminous.
Must be very hot.
Yeah, it's summertime in Metorca, isn't it?
It's starting to turn fall. It's like a... crisp September day.
Oh, okay. No, I was like, man, you might get heat stroke in that.
Nah, bro, he's got RGB fans on the inside. Just keep him cool. Get
water
flow.
It's water cooled.
Yeah, see, you can always. Cool. This is some big wizard knowledge I'm going to drop on all you guys. You might want to do an intelligence check, but
okay.
You can always take layers off. You can't put more layers back on.
I don't know if that's how that.
That's
works.
That's not how that works. What are you talking about?
Okay.
What? What?
I'd like to take 1 point of.
You can only.
Damage.
Take your point.
I'm going to take 1 point of psychic damage, because that hurt my brain. Everyone's just awkwardly staring at each other like...
I'm going to start talking in riddles now. I've been changed.
They got our wise wizard back.
He's been through a lot, guys.
So you start dropping one-liners, but you're like fucking Ricky from Trailer Park Boys. So it's just bad. You're like...
Nobody wants to admit they
it's all like
ravioli.
It's all like references and in jokes from his 10-year crusade without us. So like none of us get the jokes.
You guys know about those crocodiles.
No, we don't. What the fuck are you talking about?
I will say some of the other things you guys would probably notice is that I'm more heavily scarred, and I've got a necklace of demon horns and teeth.
God, saying he's grizzled and experienced
that
now.
That shit goes hard, dude. Okay, I see that immediately. I'm like,
yeah,
that like
real
that,
recognizes real. So.
That like Weenie Hut Junior student who came,
he gone.
He a little gone.
Damn. You're literally rocking the equivalent of like a Vietnam tongue necklace right now.
Tears.
He's salty, spittooned up.
Yeah.
That's so dark.
We got, yeah, dude, we got fucking Hway City Jurgen over here now.
Yeah, yeah. Like, seen some shit.
So what were we going to go do again?
Yeah, where, what have you guys been up to? I need an update on like...
Well, in like the last
did you guys get anything
couple
done?
Weeks since you vanished, a bunch of people died in the whole vampire castle.
He was there for
that was bad. Yeah, but he left during that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like a couple people didn't make it, like Kaylee.
Kaylee's gone.
We lost some companions.
Oh, yeah.
Tragically, so.
Is the shark still alive? Is Randy still here?
Yeah,
Randy's good, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Randy's around.
Randy's eternal, so jot that down.
What about Gary?
Gary's still here. He's over there.
He hasn't drowned again.
No.
No, not yet. Not yet.
No, we've been very careful about that.
Ingrid didn't make it.
Yeah,
Ingrid.
Did not make it.
Was that Will's character?
No, that's Susan.
Oh, that's right.
She's still here. Thank God.
I got a puppy.
He got a dog.
Like an actual dog?
Yeah. He comes trotting up next to me.
You guys let him take care of a dog?
Yeah, dude. It's
what's a wolf?
Ulrich gave him to me.
Yeah, it's like a spiritual thing.
I got one too. Then
is it a familiar?
Yeah, he's a familiar. Similar,
yeah, so they've got their dogs.
So you're telling me, Ack can do magic now?
Yes,
yeah, I've been able to do magic.
Magic.
Yeah,
I've been able
to do that.
Yup.
Fascinating.
Got a little bit of magic. Yeah, Gregor
I do,
got. Promoted.
I do minor illusion and just make like fireworks.
Magical. Yeah, Gregor got promoted. That's why he's got his cloak.
Yeah,
and everything.
I can go back to Midheim now.
Yeah, he's actually no longer homeless. Yeah.
I can't, but
they removed the eviction notice.
Oh,
yeah, it's pretty tight.
They moved it over to me.
Did you ever find your dad?
Oh,
you're talking about like.
I remember I took you into the spirit realm, and you were looking for your mom.
Yeah,
and you found her in the spirit realm, and then you were looking for some other guy.
Yeah, she's good people.
Yeah. yeah, that all worked out. That was actually, that was a huge part of, I think, getting on this. A bunch of other shit happened.
Oh, I died for a bit.
He actually died.
Yeah,
we brought
him
back, though.
How did you die?
Kraken.
Yeah, you gotta eat.
We fought another Kraken.
Is that why you don't wear a Kraken anymore? Was it upsetting?
I don't want to talk about why I don't have my old cloak anymore. I'm going to be honest.
It was old.
It's got a new cooler one.
Yeah.
Let's just say that is 6 feet under. And yeah, Fargrim murdered his family, and there was a big cover-up about it from his king, and we literally just got over that one about
like his 2 wife
days
and kids
ago.
That he's always crying about?
Yeah,
he murdered them?
Yeah, it turns out it was him in like a fit of rage.
He got influenced by Corn.
Still not over, I guess.
Yeah, it's been a very few couple days since that one came
out. As I say Corn, like, blood, like, shoot, like...
But yeah.
I'm going to smirk at that.
He resisted the urge to, you know... become a mindless murder maniac.
More than what he currently is.
So we're coping with that one. That's a little bit of an open wound. But Fargrim's doing
fresh. That was
great.
Like, that was literally like yesterday.
Yep. Just Fargrim's doing great.
Aggressively pet scary.
Yeah.
Is Ack considered a beast? This is me asking you, Amber, because I just don't know D&D enough.
I don't think Skavens count as...
At least not Skavens.
Skinks.
No, they should be considered like a humanoid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know why. You've been back for 5 minutes and you're already trying to make this racial?
This is a me-to-God conversation.
This is what you use your wish spell for.
Yeah, they are humanoids. They are not beasts.
Okay. Never mind.
You could polymorph them.
Anyway. Well, I have some cool new druid spells that let me be friends with beasts. I was gonna.
You're gonna strike up a magical friendship.
I mean, we could
you guys were if you have like
be bros.
friends or like charm person.
We got spectral dogs.
No, I was just curious.
I can get Randy in here.
I got scald.
Yeah.
I pet my dog.
Yeah, actually, I've taken a bunch of, while I was gone for those 10 years, I learned a lot of healing magic.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Thank God, because we have none of that.
Yeah, we don't have...
Like, I have so much healing stuff now.
Yeah.
I've got a little bit, and Gregor's got a little more, but that's pretty much it.
Turned out it's kind of hard for Gregor to heal everyone when he's, like, actively getting his ass beat.
Constantly.
The technical term is...
I mean, beating ass.
Tanking?
Yeah, he's actively beating ass.
I'm soaking. What else I'm doing? My best.
We know.
Resurrecting everybody.
So where are you guys with the magic books? Didn't one get stolen?
Yeah. I'm gonna be real, man. We've made almost zero headway on that.
Yeah, we kind of dropped the ball in the book thing and changed course to magical relics.
I got this cool dragon mask, and I pull out my dragon mask and put it on.
What does it do?
I mean, it does a lot of stuff. I can do a big blast of stuff. It lets me talk to dragons good.
Can I touch it?
Sure.
I'm going to cast Identify on it.
It is the Mask of the Elder Dragon, which has a very interesting lore. It was originally made against the Dragon Wars. For the things it can do, give me one second. Pull up the notes. While you're wearing no armor, you can add your charisma bonus to your armor class. Once per day, you can use a black dragon breath weapon. You can speak and understand draconic. You also have advantage on any charisma check made against black dragons. And he gets one legendary resistance.
Wow. He also gave me the resistance to acid.
Yes.
Very nice, Ak.
That's pretty cool.
I would choose my legendary resistance to be resistance to shit talking.
Well, no, legendary resistance.
Yeah, I choose to resist shit talk. Immune to emotional damage.
Emotional damage.
Yeah, I got this sword as well. wherever the fuck that is.
Yeah, that's what we got from the Kraken.
No, I thought
no,
Gregor
that was a different
that.
Sword. We have two swords.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So
there's the shadow. So there's like the dark sword and the light sword.
I have the Bane of the Witch sword, essentially allows you to sever the connection between a soul and its body, potentially.
Terrifying. Burn the witch.
And then we have the Sun.
What happens to the soul?
That's a great question. I haven't figured that out because I haven't tried it yet.
Because we were banishing lots of demons.
I mean, that's cool.
Is that similar?
I don't know.
It would be yes.
I would presume.
It would, specifically against demons, too, it might make their time rematerializing in the material realm, because you're literally cutting their connection to the prime material plane. So yes, this would have been very useful for you in your...
It can work
I have Banish.
Yeah. It can work kind of like Banish.
Plane shift.
But yeah, and then we also have the Sun Blade, which is a, like, holy sword of the sun god, and does a bunch of flamey.
That's the one we got from the...
And I have a useless necklace.
That sounds good.
You do have
vampires.
A necklace.
Hey.
Yep, still have that necklace.
I got
that doesn't talk to you.
What does it look like? Is that the one Gaunt, I think, gave?
Yeah.
A long time ago. The sassy one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it is also being sassy to Fireroom.
They haven't spoken.
Although now that he has addressed his
emotional
damage and will eventually process it, hopefully.
Maybe
the necklace will like him more.
I got offered the Crown of Madness? Crown of Darkness?
Oh,
Crown of Madness.
Crown of Madness.
Yeah.
Crown
we didn't take
it. No, the Crown of Sorcery.
Yeah,
I turned it down, though.
We didn't take it.
Turned it down.
Who offered it to you?
The fucking forces of evil, my guy.
Which one?
All of them? I literally... It was tight. they offered to make me their ever-chosen champion. I told them to get fucked.
Huh. Has anyone made sure none of those little orbs are attached to you?
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, they made me do math. That was awful.
Orbs?
You guys don't remember?
I'm just going to make a quick note. That is the first that Kronk has heard that specific statement, correct?
Yes.
We're just going to process that internally.
Quick tea. I didn't know that.
Kronk was unaware that you got the job offer first. Yep.
Awkward.
Yeah. I guess, it's the first time Gregor's ever said it out loud.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't say,
he knew about, like, the temptations and stuff, but he wasn't aware of what the context of that was.
Kronk, go ahead, roll for embarrassment.
No. I mean, I was aware, but Kronk was not.
Yeah. The powers that be tried to win me over to their side, and I said no.
But we don't fuck
because I could see those eyes. I remember it's been a long time since I've played.
Yes.
I've had two children.
True.
But I do remember there were they had eyeballs that they would attach to people that were invisible.
Oh, like the,
but
like
I,
the scrying orbs.
Yeah, but I that was it.
I
the
think you had to see you had see a thing that lets you see invisibility.
Yes.
Oh, would you like to cast?
Have I been orbed up this whole time?
Possibly. Yeah, I'll, let me yeah, see invisibility. It's a second level spell.
Yo, real quick though, I'm just gonna go in my pack. I can bust out my lantern where I can see invisible shit too. Oh. Save the spell slot.
Don't need to burn your spell slot, dog.
Here we go.
Perfect.
Get the lantern out. Are there any eyes? God damn it!
Wait, on who?
You just see, like, floating over you guys as you shine the lantern
over
on
all
it.
Of
like
us?
Like 18
there's,
eyes?
There's a little orb floating above
God!
You.
I cast Eldritch Blast at it.
No, you gotta...
I know, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
I throw a javelin.
Javelin goes straight through it.
I continue
me a D20 real quick.
I continue to Eldritch Blast
it's Dispel Magic, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna cast Dispel Magic.
Eight. You throw your spear, it goes over, it almost hits one of Kronk's guards.
Hey, like, fucker!
Hey!
I'm continuing to
watch
Eldritch
it, buddy.
Blast it as he casts Dispel Magic.
I am not okay. trying to pay out on the life insurance plans, okay?
Does the Dispel Magic work?
The Dispel Magic works. It in like a little blip, it vanishes, and then your Eldritch
I'm going
Blast
to
goes straight through it.
I'm going to assume my Eldritch Blast took care
100%.
Of it. Yeah.
I thought someone got something that doesn't allow us to get followed.
I think
by
Kronk has an amulet that lets him not be seen, but the rest of us can be.
Kronk, you want to shine that lantern on everyone?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just doing the shine around. I'm hitting the hole. Like,
currently,
do you shine it on yourself?
I believe that it would be around me.
Yeah, I think
it's not like
it emits an aura.
I'm imagining
it's,
like a
the focused ones. Yeah,
yeah, you're thinking of that lantern like from The Witcher.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Because the scrying orbs usually work where it appears like within a range of someone that it's scryed on, and then the eye has like a view of them. So
could we
like
tell
out
Amber? Could we tell who the orb was specifically scrying or?
Roll wisdom.
Okay, I'm decent at that.
Sierra Chi is glad to have me back.
Actually,
watching
yeah,
you.
Look at
that
this
was
guy. Think about the big picture.
Kronk, I'd like to think you don't actually have insurance for employees. You just tell them that there's insurance.
That's where you'd be wrong, because per Metorkan law, with how much bullshit we get into, it's considered a high hazard job to work at my fucking house.
Soft 20.
Soft 20.
So now it's, yeah, I have to have
damn, a soft 20, and I can't tell who was being scribed.
So I'm going to try it. Wisdom? Yep. Wisdom save or wisdom just check?
Just wisdom check.
Roll higher than
or,
a 20.
Or, you know, we can make that Arcana.
Arcana?
Yeah.
I'll do
that
too.
That would be even worse for me,
though. Yeah, for me, that is worse. Wisdom would have been cooler, but I'll go Arcana. Fuck it, Robo. Four.
Hell yeah.
Wow. I'm getting a different D20.
How is a 24 for an Arcana check?
You're not sure.
Damn!
Got some sneaky hoes out here.
Would I be able to identify which of the chaos or like the caster's alignment based on the eye shape? I feel like different people would have different eyes, right?
Maybe.
Like, Zinj would probably be a little blue one. Nurgle would be like greeny.
Well, Nash would have them like fuck me eyes kind of thing. Like the real
purple for sure.
I got a 12. I'm not hitting it with these rolls.
You don't think it's Slaanesh.
Okay.
So are we just, like, right now, is it, like, over everybody?
I mean, it was, like, it's hard. It's really hard to tell.
Okay.
Because it was, like, in the, like, you guys were kind of, like, standing in, like, your circle talking, and it was, like, in the middle of the circle.
I thought I was kind of, like, off to the side, kind of leaning back on Gare Bear. Just
oh, okay.
Over
in which
hearing
case?
Everybody.
It's less likely. I think that was
less likely to be Fargrim.
Less likely to be Fargrim.
Okay.
Thank God. I hate to be that like old man in the group now, but like my lawn needs so much rain.
Same though. Yeah. Low can be causing unparalleled trauma to our grass.
It's true. He eats it. Probably.
He do be digging.
He do be digging.
Do be digging.
Diggy diggy zooming. Hole.
Not even digging. He just like he gets like little feral fits where he just like tries to shred it as much as he can.
He gets like overstimulated.
Same though.
Maybe he can smell something.
Going at it. I don't know.
Dead bodies.
Yep.
Right, likely.
So now that that's taken care of, what was the next step of our plan?
Well, we were rallying all the troops. We've kind of been gathering a little spearhead force.
Yeah, I know. We've got 20.
Why don't you guys come into my plane, which the eyes cannot come to. No one can intercept anything. We won't be on this plane. We'll be on my plane.
Talk shop.
And we can talk about our plans and where we're going. That way, so no more prying eyes.
Get into the van thing.
No, but my concern with that is
this is an FBI van.
Time moves with soundproofing. Different, though? So
does time move different on his plane?
Well, sort of. It depends. Like I mean, Amber might want to take over, but to my understanding, this is kind of what we talked about was wherever I would go. Like, I was on, like, a different plane of existence, so, like, my plane was kind of shifted into, like, that plane's...
But your pocket plane is now on our plane's timeline, is what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I think that makes the most sense.
Yeah, cool. Let's get everybody in the van.
Everybody in the van.
Cool.
Yeah. All right.
Can you unlock the door?
Yeah, just...
All right. You're right.
Is it open?
Yeah, it's the door's still here.
I walk into the wall next to the door. and then I try to open the door.
The door... So since Jürgen has not turned the key, I turn the key. You hit the wall. You hit the wall again. He turns the key. You go through.
Okay.
Jürgen, what does your little pocket dimension look like now as everyone walks through?
So as you guys come in, you've noticed, if you've even been here before.
I have, yeah.
We saw the shack.
We were there when you first bought it.
It doesn't look like a Midwestern dad's.
I remember. It's like, it was pretty run down.
It's one green lawn.
It's green lawn.
There's a lawnmower. No, walk in and it is, you can notice a little shack kind of up on like a small hill. And it is completely overgrown with just huge trees and very like Feywilds foresty looking, very grovish.
Oh.
And then you notice that there's little, maybe you can't quite tell if they're birdhouses or little, like, fairy homes, just kind of in all of the trees.
Cool.
And as you'd come in, I'd imagine you'd be greeted by different critters coming down.
Really that's put the cool. green thumb to work, huh?
Motherfucker, we're in Fern Gully right now.
Mm. Everyone make me a perception check.
Feels less sussy than the first time we came here.
Yeah.
Because he had time to reno, bro.
Ooh, nat 20.
What kind of check was it?
Perception.
Nat 20 for a total of 27.
Some dog shit rolls for me.
Can I give Ben something good? So or 20. I'll wait until everyone's rolls, but I have some.
21.
22.
I got a four.
Gregor, you're just like, that's a really good tree. Everyone else, you see like peeking out from behind some of the bushes, behind flowers, behind mushrooms, tree branches. There's little like eyes and little tiny like fey forms are just kind of timidly watching you all.
How did they get?
Is there a fucking rabbit?
Who got the highest roll?
I think I did.
I think that was, yeah.
Can I give something Ben special?
Yeah.
Since you got the highest roll, I'd imagine you would notice that there's kind of a, you can't quite tell if it's like necessarily an overgrown statue or if it's a tree or plant that has grown into that shape, but it kind of looks like a statue or a grave marker.
Oh.
Interesting.
Do I recognize who it looks like? Okay.
You guys also noticed, everyone except Gregor, it's bigger. Like, it was like a half acre when he first bought it. It's, like, pushing, like, 2 or 3 acres now.
You got some extra plots?
I'm still looking at the lawnmower.
I think the trees, like, they got that magic in their roots.
Mm.
And as they grow, it kind of pulls it.
Opens it up a bit. Nice. Yeah.
That's cool.
Congratulations. Open
trees are cool.
Yeah. Trees are cool.
Here, let's go inside and we can get some.
Is it bigger on the inside?
It's a wizard's house. He's had 10 years to fiddle with it. It's nice on the inside.
Yeah, on the outside, it looks like a rundown, like one bedroom shack.
You go inside and it's actually Asmongold's house.
So cool. You worship Google now?
10 years of streaming.
There's cockroaches and soda.
Damn.
God damn. So anyways, yeah, we've been gathering some forces up from our respective allies, and they're going to meet us at Matorka.
Nice.
I'm thinking we gather the troops, push down the peninsula, stop in Sartosa, gather the last of our supplies, maybe see if Aranessa will send some ships with us for the crossing, and then we're just going to hop across the bay and go fucking assault the land of the dead.
We're getting on a boat?
Several boats, yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna boat our way over.
We can't teleport.
I mean, we could, but
we're gonna have 20 dwarfs and 20.
Like 20 berserkers or iron breakers.
Yeah, I was gonna say
iron breakers, 20 other paladins of Ulrich.
Will
Midnight.
A force of this size not draw attention to ourselves?
I don't think it's big enough to be like super noted
surgical strike.
But yeah, I think we'll have the speed on our side. It's small enough and elite enough that we can mobilize quickly and shoot across, and we should be able to like make landfall and secure like a beachhead and then push south. And the idea is that they'll hold for us while we go for the head of the snake. They'll be our little distraction.
Wait, there's a snake?
Okay.
Let's stay locked in. Stay locked in.
Okay, wait.
So while we go after the big bad guy, they're going to be fighting all the little bad guys. So we don't have to do that.
Well, 5v1.
We're going to go do the boss fight while they handle the ads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
Little we know, it's more probably going to be like, I'm stuck under tower.
Okay, so we're just waiting for everybody to show up then?
I kind of, yeah.
Do we have any errands that need to be done?
Well, I guess it depends on like how much we're trying to capitalize on the time that we currently have. Fair. Like, when are we... Okay, so when they get here, is the plan to roll out right away?
Probably.
Kind of the game plan, yeah. Get everyone together and mobilize ASAP.
Because also, I think Jurgen brings up a great point of a force this side might attract unwelcome eyes. And they've already been scrying us. There's probably, you know what I mean? Like
100%.
So, I'm just if we take too long to stage here in Matorka, that could just,
right.
I just want to say for the viewers that in my head, I'm thinking we could just put the entire army into the plane and then Pokemon ball them out. But I'm unwilling to mess with the sanctity of my grove to do that.
Reasonable. Okay. A lot of dwarves.
That's
so. My thing is,
yeah, they're gonna fuck your shit.
You're gonna have wolves shitting all over your lawn.
Amber, in the
they might yes
in the like time jump that we had a few days between getting the dwarves and coming back to Matarga, can I have finished reading my bone carving book?
100%.
Cool.
So my question
are now
is,
able to enchant bones?
Hell yeah!
I think a lot of the fairies would notice a lot of axe. Trinkets.
How
I do have a lot.
How are we going to move an army of this size discreetly?
Boats and hose.
Can we shrink them?
What?
I think that only works on Gary. I don't know, though.
I think we're getting lost in the weeds of the logistics here.
I think we're kind of overcooking.
I think logistics win battles.
I think what?
I said logistics win battles.
Well, I mean, true, but
I mean, but it's the thing though. If we're gonna teleport everybody to a certain like point,
we're not.
So we're gonna hump it all the way to.
We got boats.
Could we hire several mages to just teleport groups?
I mean, we could. The problem is that, like, usually with teleportation, you have to know where you're going, location, and stuff like that. Yep. Otherwise, the chance for mishaps is really high, and I don't really have an interest in like losing people just getting there.
Yeah, I guess that would
kind of regard
that would require us to take the mages there first.
Yes,
take them back, and then they would know most likely where we're going to be coming through if they caught on to us coming through the first time.
It's a lot more effort.
We've done a few rogue teleports, and it's not been a positive experience.
Yeah, I remember one where we got spit out in like the middle of. Like the ground or something.
Yeah, they've usually not
too much
gone
damage.
Well.
Yeah. But so I think also, for us, boats are probably the tried and true method here.
We also don't know what kind of magical warding there is against teleportation and stuff like that.
Yeah,
we've run into that before where you can't teleport places because they do have very powerful
mages
spellcasters on their side. So try and do it the analog way and just rely on some speed.
Got to go fast.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So how long is it going to take then for everyone to show up?
I think they had said a month for your guys, your guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit up the Matorkan Council and see if we can
assemble some kind of a team.
Get like some Inquisitors to come along. And then, I'm hoping that I can potentially convince Aranessa to send along some extra ships, maybe get some pirate crews, get the golden god back, start heading over. Got plenty of money, hire some mercenaries or something.
We never did kill Harkin.
Yeah. I mean, I figure they know that area well and the waters well, so they should be able to guide us faster.
So what are we saying, next stop Sartosa?
I think so,
because
it's on our way down the channel anyways. So I think we finalize there. Get some guides, maybe some extra
ships.
Oomph for naval forces.
Oh, and then just tell them to meet us in Matorka.
No, no, we'll
are we gonna hit that on the way down? Like, on the way down, we have the whole team.
Yeah, once we've got the team,
pit stop. Yeah, okay.
We take a boat or two from here because I mean, realistically, we can fit most of our force on like one or two larger ships.
Sure,
and then we'll grab a couple from there. We can hire them out and stuff like that, and then potentially use them for defending our land forces, keeping the bay kind of safe.
We're gonna need a lot of supplies to feed.
Me and the water. Other paladins all can cast create food and water.
They can create food and water. Plus, we'll have the supply chain from Sartosa to our landing location, where once we take that beachhead, we can use that as a supply route. If we
might be risky
pirates.
Trusting pirates.
Yeah, they don't really have much to lose, though, and a lot to gain.
We pay them.
It's kind of part of my argument. I mean, you're going to the land of the dead, ancient empires, a lot of treasure there.
If you could survive.
I mean, we're doing most of the fighting to begin with, so nothing wrong with a little bit of scavenging. And
dude, venture capitalism, gentlemen. Yeah. Come on.
Good opportunities. Plus, I'm not short on cash as it is, so give them some payment up front.
Neither are the vampires.
Sweeten the deal.
Yeah,
fuck true. Those,
you know what I mean?
They're assholes, though. I mean, we're assholes, but, like, we're better.
True.
Usually. So, yeah, that's kind of where my head's at.
Keep our word.
So, I guess my question is then... We've kind of done a lot of the legwork, the prep. What are we trying to do in this next, let's say we got 3 weeks left until the show starts. What are we doing with these 3 weeks?
Well, if anyone has any kind of last deeds they need to do in case they don't make it back, any people you need to talk to or things you need to settle.
Have you heard from Ben the Brash?
Not particularly, no.
I'm just curious how they're doing up there because I had a weird run-in with some orcs up there.
Okay.
A while back.
Oh yeah, we were gonna go take care of that, and then
and then we just didn't.
Well, yeah, because then they showed up to kill me.
Yeah, it turned into a whole thing.
Yeah, I've not heard anything different. I can check in with them though.
Yeah.
As far as I'm aware, everything's been good.
Okay.
I'd assume he would reach out if that was otherwise, since he has an instant means of communicating with me. But I have not heard anything.
That's all I can really think of on my end. Anybody else got anything?
I'm gonna go carve a bone.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
Very nice. Very nice.
I'm gonna beat this necklace.
How long would that take you to get done, Amber?
Okay.
What spell are you trying to carve into the bone?
I was thinking either guiding bolt or hellish rebuke.
Nice.
Let me double check.
Your second level spells.
Second level spells. It would take a couple months.
Can I begin working on it at least?
Yes.
Just be faster.
Yeah, can I be faster?
No.
Damn.
It's one of those like crafting magic items and enchanting items, it takes time. It takes casting the spell several times into the object. So unfortunately there really isn't a way of speeding that process up. Other than if you have wibbly wobbly timey wimey magic, you could like leave it in a place, go somewhere else that time travels differently, go back so that like a minute to you is a day and then you just like keep blipping it, but you don't really have that option.
What if he has a lot of little helpers?
Unfortunately, it's one of those things that like it does take that time. So unless you have a way of changing the flow of time.
But what if I try really, really
hard?
What if
you said please? You know what I mean?
What if it would be
I
really
take
cool?
cash bribes.
I'll message you after the game.
I mean, Jordan, what do you have anything you need to button up before you embark on another crusade? Or
no, I've had a decade to button up as I unbutton a jacket.
It's warm in here.
Toasty. I do want to say I was joking about bribes.
It's too late,
don't
Amber.
Backpedal.
It's out there.
Don't backpedal. Own it.
Amber just got hit with five
hands
separate
up.
In your travels,
is that guys?
Mike, I'm curious. Has Jurgen ever encountered Hippotus Hoppotus in your travels?
In the Feywild?
Yeah.
He died.
Oh, fuck!
Damn.
Damn, that's my dude.
Tragic.
No. That's fine.
Is I didn't.
I don't want to play me anyway.
There's some timey wimeys, bro. Timey wimeys.
Yeah, you got the howdy dot wood chipper.
What?
What? Oh my god. All right, team.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything immediate that I need to get or anything like that. If there's any kind of like scrolls or anything like that, maybe folks want to buy some, you know,
actually,
undead,
I would.
Resistant kind of thingy magic.
Who's carrying the sun sword?
Is that a thing we can get?
I think you have it. Right,
I gave it to you. Oh, sure. Yeah,
we can get resistance to dead magic.
I think maybe.
Well, that's wrong, but.
I was actually gonna get maybe like a. Some haste.
Are there potions of haste?
That is a thing,
sure,
you can get. Yeah.
I'm sure there is a potion of haste.
I think that would increase my abilities to do more damage.
It would make me really fast.
Exactly.
Amber, for the sun sword, are you just using the 5e rules of sun sword?
Or do
you
have your own homebrew let thing? Me send you the things.
Cool.
Chica-chica.
Mm-hmm. Bounce. Bounce. Chica-chica.
There is a potion of speed. Mm-hmm. It's purple.
Nice.
Amber, what about an automatic rifle? What?
No.
I cast Glock 19.
Rock up to the land of the dead, and this is my AK.
You got the sun sword in your inventory?
No, I don't. Yeah. Amber's sending me the thing.
I'm sending it. I sent it.
Okay. I'm gonna take it off mine then.
Okay. Items. Let's look for a potion of haste. See how much it costs.
I'm gonna buy 20.
Maybe we should make necrotic resistant potions.
Good.
Because that's a big like vampire thing, isn't it? Is necrotic damage?
Yeah, or undead.
Guys, we just get 20 bags of 1,000 ball bearings.
You could get armor of necrotic resistance. That does exist too.
That's pretty sick.
And then you just cast catapult.
You know, one of the druid things is you can pick up stones and throw them, and at like higher levels, they like just turn into fucking catapult balls. Like it's crazy.
Like, it's not magic missile; it's like a magic rock or something like that. That's a cool spell.
You could get rings or armor of necrotic resistance if you so chose.
Oh! Can I go to the magic shop in town and see if they have any?
You can. Aberforth and Sons is open.
I'm actually going to go as well, just for the potions of hasty haste. On my way, I'm going to eat one of my bag of nuts.
Nice. Okay. So we make our way. Are you guys coming too, or you guys have other stuff to do?
I'll come with.
Okay. I'll come with too.
I'm going to stay
I haven't home. Been in the mortal realm in a while.
I got some messages to send and some folks to get in touch with.
Okay. Tell them I say hi.
I will.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Try to touch base with Ben.
Yeah, just on the docket.
Cool.
Okay. So you guys make your way over to Aberforth and Sons. Now just Son.
Is this the place Gaunt tried to rob?
Yes. Yep. Yep, that's the one.
Yeah, the dad tragically passed away. It is now just Sons.
Now I can totally rob it.
I feel compelled. I wouldn't. I can do this. Not even the same guy, but I just feel composed.
The intrusive thoughts are winning.
Okay, so I got my thing up. It is the middle of the day, so you walk in. There's a little bell that kind of dingles, and you see coming out of the back of the shop is the owner. He's like,
hi.
Greetings, Inquisitors.
I wave.
Good seeing you again. Is there something I can do for you?
Do you have something to make me resistant to dead magic?
To dead magic? Like magic that's necrotic. Not magic anymore?
Necrotic.
No, that one.
Necrotic. I'm going to be honest, the guard has taken most of my wares of that, but let me look in the back real quick.
Okay. What's back there?
Don't worry about it.
Now I'm kind of, I wasn't worried, but now I kind of am.
Actually, now I'm a little worried.
Yeah, I was just curious before, but now I'm like worried.
It's just the storage, I'm assuming.
But like, why?
Like his inventory.
Why would I not have to worry about that, though?
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm worried.
The more you say, don't worry about it, the more I feel like you're
worried. Yeah, no, now I'm like...
Now I'm stressed.
Okay, I have two. I have one potion of necrotic resistance left, and I have a ring of necrotic resistance left.
How long does the potion last?
One second. It lasts for 1 minute.
Oh, okay.
It says if you cast the spell.
And for the ringy, do you have to
I'm assuming you have to
attune to it?
Yes.
Oh. I got a lot of things I'm attuned to already, though.
Yeah, I've already got all three of mine. I don't know what I would unattune at this point.
Is Kronk with us right now?
No, he stayed back. Okay. Do you enchant these things yourself?
Or I apologize, the potions for 1 hour. I do. Some of these are still left over from my father.
Okay.
But I have taken over. I do. Some of it I do trade with. I know the Mage's Court has, they produce a lot of magic items. It's one of their, like, training regimens that their interns do.
Okay.
So sometimes I will barter or buy from them if it's taking too long, if something, like, really specific comes through that I just don't have time to enchant. Obviously, with everything that's been going on with the guard... necrotic resistance has been at an all-time high.
Yeah.
So I've been restocking from them.
Okay. So I have been learning how to put magic in bones.
Okay.
And I have a project in mind. Would you helping me maybe speed up how long it would take? Because it's kind of on a timetable, but I don't think I could do it fast enough.
So enchanting objects, unfortunately, it does take time.
Yeah.
So the more people work on it, it's kind of like playing a symphony. It'll make, the more instruments you have, the better it'll sound.
Okay.
But it won't make the symphony go faster.
I'm not following, but
The song is still just as long, it just sounds better.
But what if they played the song faster?
They can't.
Damn. Okay. Well, I might hit you up sometime in the future if the future still exists.
I look forward to it.
Okay, cool. How much for the potion thingy?
The potion is... My app's not working. That's uncommon, which means... It is 300 gold.
Okay, I could take that. Do you have any other cool stuff?
What do you think is cool?
Lots of stuff.
Okay, so do you have a potion of haste?
I have a potion of speed.
A potion of speed?
I think it's exactly what you're looking for, but...
Can you tell me more about it?
It's an original Coca-Cola. Cocaine.
With cocaine.
When you drink it, it's as if you cast the haste spell. It lasts for 1 minute with no concentration.
Okay.
He pulls it out, and it's this little bottle of yellow fluid with black stripes.
Okay. It should be red. But
and it's swirling on its own.
So it lasts for 1 minute.
Mm-hmm. What do you think it should be red? It legitimately says that it is yellow fluid with a
black. I know, but it should be red because red makes you go faster.
That's healing.
Mm. Okay. This is a Warhammer world.
Okay, so how much for that?
That one, I'm going to be honest, that takes a lot longer to brew.
That's fair.
That one will cost 5,000 gold.
5,000?
5,000 gold.
Hey, Amber.
Okay.
Do you think I'd be able to create any potions with all my newfound plant life?
If you would have liked to have in the last 10 years, absolutely. I know we had talked a little bit about stuff you were creating in the time, but yeah, you definitely have several very rare potion ingredients.
Okay.
So we can talk after the episode about stuff you would have
been
brewing in the last decade.
Okay, so for this, all right, so can I trade and kind of work with you a little bit here on.
Yeah, you can try to roll persuasion to talk him down on the price, or if you want to barter items, I mean.
I do want to barter a couple items. Okay. I have this elven necklace.
Okay.
And I show it to him that I am no longer using. I don't know the like true name of the necklace, but what I do know is that it helps me get a little tougher, aka like it's plus one AC.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't really need anymore. So I mean, I could combine this with maybe some gold, whatever the difference is. I don't know how much it's worth, to be honest.
He's gonna kind of like take it from your hand, like pull out a little like focusing monocle.
Mm-hmm.
Could probably give you 3,000 for that.
3,000. 3,000. All right. Yeah, I'll take that and then give you the other two for the potion.
That works for me.
All right.
Good deal. So you now have a potion of speed.
Awesome. Definitely going to help.
Yay.
Do you have anything doesn't require attunement?
So here's what's... So let me give you a little bit of background. Obviously, all the guards here have been fighting the undead army. Like you said, you provided them a lot of stuff to help them resist necrotic damage and so on and so forth. So we are pretty much doing that exact same thing, but we're taking it to one step further and going to the realm to fight the big bad himself. So what do you have potentially here that could help us? I think is kind of what my partner here is trying to get at.
Things that could help. While you were looking to speed things, I do have horseshoes of speed.
Can I put them on my feet?
Do you have 4 feet?
I look at my hands and feet. I don't know. Do my hands can be considered feet? I do walk on them a lot, and I skitter around a bit.
Be skittering.
I mean, we're probably going to be taking some like carriages and stuff like that, and taking horseback. So I mean, I guess I'm assuming this is for horses.
Horses are similar animals. I genuinely don't know how they work on lizards. I've seen them used on horses. We had a small set made for a favorite goat once. But I'll be honest, this is the first time with a lizard.
You could try wearing them as like bracelets and anklets and just latch them in.
I mean, we could probably use them for like the horses that are going to be pulling like our army to kind of help us get there faster. How many sets do you have?
Right at this moment, I have 3 sets.
Cool.
I don't think it's going to be enough.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to have 3 fast horses.
Yeah.
I don't know the logistics of our setup, and I'm not entirely sure what logistics means. I look down at myself.
I have some armor that you don't need to attune to that would help with the undead.
It would help with the undead?
With necrotic damage.
Yes. Oh, what kind of armor?
We might be interested in that.
I have it. The moment I've got a chain shirt, I've got a gambeson, and he kind of runs into the back and comes running back. And I have a plate.
What's a gambeson?
It's like a cloth padding that is
it's padded armor.
Yeah.
5e.
Usually people wear it under plate armor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it does make actually good armor by itself, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't like to wear shirts.
I don't either.
constricts my movement.
It does.
Did someone say they were coming with us? I don't know if
Gregor
that was
did.
Gregor or if that was...
Yeah, I just don't have much to contribute to this conversation.
Do you want anti-dead armor? They got plate.
I mean, I already got my adamantium plate, though. It's pretty...
But does it stop the dead?
Do you have adamantium plate?
No.
That would also...
I mean, if you
enchanted with like,
give me a couple weeks, I could reach out to my suppliers and see if maybe someone else.
So, because like, what are the benefits of this armor again? I'm sorry, I was looking up.
Basically, it gives you resistance to necrotic damage.
So half off necrotic damage.
And it can be applied to other like types of armor. So like, you don't have time to commission it because it would take a while to make. But he can reach out to his vendors and see if maybe there's one in stock in the Middenheim store.
And you said we don't have to attune to this?
This one does not require attunement.
I mean, I guess I could take the shirt.
Because for me, it's like the plate's great.
That would impact your, because it is technically armor, so it would impact your.
Yeah, that's why.
But to be able to not be critted is pretty great.
That is pretty good.
I'm gonna.
That saved me several times.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna phone call to Gregor.
Okay, I will start the timer.
Okay.
Yeah, hello.
Yo, can you see if the shop has a scroll of sunbeam?
Okay. Scroll of sunbeam, please.
Let me see if I have one in stock. One moment.
You're gonna pay for this, right?
Yeah.
No. I don't have that much money. I never.
What
take
level? What level is Sunbeam?
Six.
How many diamonds does the party have right now?
I have a decent amount. I saved those though because I need to use them for resurrection.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
How many do you have?
I have one in the back.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. Because if we're taking a whole group of people, we're going to have to provide our own medical aid to them.
How much is it?
It'd be
it's not many.
25,000?
25. I do not have that. No. And I, you know what? I'm not going to call Kronk. I'm going to be like,
no. Oh, you still you have 15 seconds in your phone call.
25K?
No.
No? Okay, click.
Do you have diamonds for magical purposes?
Yeah.
I do have
They have to be worth 1,000 apiece, so...
How many are you looking for? I do have some cut for standard. Usually a lot of people buy them for adventuring kits.
I got like 11K right now.
I'll take five.
Five.
You have 11,000 gold.
Five of what quality?
I don't know. Whatever Gregor says Damn. We need.
I don't buy any. Fallen. I don't buy anything ever.
Gregor, how good of diamonds do we need for the thingy?
But I think let me double check the spell. I'm pretty sure the spell is it has to be worth 1,000.
Different resurrection spells have different types of diamonds.
Yeah,
that they need.
I'm gonna
it depends on how bougie do you want your resurrection to be.
I'm gonna look it up real quick. It's because it's for Revify. Luckily, I got the PHB installed on my phone, so I'm just gonna look this shit up real quick.
It's 300 GP for Revivify.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You got any?
I'll take 10.
Yeah, you got any worth 300?
I do, yes. I keep them stocked for...
dude, let's get like 10 of those hoes, bro.
I'll take 10.
Currently, at the moment, I have 19, so that I can sell you 10.
Cool.
So that's...
How many monies is that?
Maybe 3,000, right?
3,000.
I got you.
You got it?
I got it.
You want me to hold on to him then?
Yeah, you can hold on to him. So you brought me back that time, and I'd rather have you stocked up. And to be honest, I don't really buy things, so I got plenty of money.
Yeah, I have 10 300 GP diamonds.
Because I have a ton of healing spells, and then I have Spare the Dying that I can use as a cantrip. So like I can heal and stop people from dying, but I can't bring back the dead. I don't know any necromancy, and I don't really want to.
Gregor does that.
I just also realized I have a note here. So I have like 11K on my person, but then I have another 12,500 gold in house. I just made a note of that. Cool. I'm balling.
Is that from the stuff that Axel? Is that like your share from the stuff for Gaunt?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I don't think I ever got a cut of that.
I don't think I did either.
Before your time, because Gaunt died.
Yeah.
So we divvied his shit up.
Yeah,
I got a cut of that either because I was gone when you guys came back.
No, you did.
We did give you a put small aside for him.
Makes sense.
How many charges do I get for the
I'm actually low key
sending stone. Right?
Yeah, I got like 30
per day.
I'm about to sell this.
You get
sword, though.
One 1 minute conversation per day.
Okay.
Should have come to the store.
I was just saying if people need cash, like.
I think we're fine. I'm good. The resistant necrotic armor would be cool, but I don't know if I'm willing to give up my anti-crit for it.
That's fair.
No, it doesn't.
You just buy out the rest of those diamonds, though. Because we could give them to your boys.
That's true.
I mean, we've got
nine.
Well, I mean, yeah, we've got a lot.
They are also coming stocked from Middenheim.
Nah, more diamonds.
So
I
have a question.
Revived.
Yeah, what's up?
Is there okay? So this might be an odd question that you probably don't get often, but I have a flail snail.
All right.
Points at the mini flail snail on my shoulder, who I'm trying to kind of like beef up a little bit to protect him. If we were going to take him into battle,
All right.
Is there anything that like we could do potentially? Again, I know, weird question, to maybe like improve his like toughness so he doesn't get killed right away.
He's
got a tendency to die.
How much time do you have?
About 3 weeks.
I could probably make some barding for a snail in 3 weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
He's about to move even fucking slower, dog.
standard barding, or does it need to be magically enchanted?
I mean, if it can be magically enchanted, I imagine that's probably just going to help more.
All right.
Because we're going to be going to magical...
Yeah. Let me give you my card. Let me think on this.
Okay.
Let me draw up some drafts. Could you bring him by so I could get some measurements?
He's right here. I can just expand him.
Oh, just the little snail right now?
He gets bigger.
No, I have him like reduced in size right now.
Oh, he gets bigger.
Yeah, he's pretty big.
Okay. Like really big. Right.
Can I get some measurements?
Yeah, let's go out back.
Okay. He goes out back with you. He's got like a little like magical tape measure, so once you release Gary, he's just like, oh, interesting. He's like, he has one tape measure while there's like another magical one that's kind of like flying around.
That's dope.
Measuring the different parts of Gary. And there's also a little like floating like notepad and quill that's like writing it all down.
That's so sick.
He's like, okay. I have ideas.
Okay.
I won't make any promises. I will see what I can do with what I have in stock and trying to like meld it together. 3 weeks is a little short, but maybe... if I talk to a blacksmith and hammer out one of the breastplates I already have, maybe
that
would like imbue the rest of it. I'll get back to you. Well, he's like, he's doing like the nerd thing where he's like talking to himself, but he's also talking to you, but he's mostly talking to himself.
I got like a shit eating grin. Like, yeah. I'm just so excited about this. It sounds incredible. I'm willing to pay for it.
Battle
Gary. Let's make it happen.
All right. I will.
Gary about to come a glass.
You're still at
toys.
The Enator estate, correct?
Yes.
I will send you a quote and a timeline in the morning.
Love it. Thank you. You don't need him, right? Yeah, he can come.
No, home. I have all of my measurements. He kind of like the notebook kind of like folds itself. The quill tucks through and it like slides into his pocket.
That's tight.
Kind of like taps it.
This is great.
Anything else you need?
I'm pretty happy.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I'm gonna leave a great review on Yelp.
Yeah. I don't
know. You've heard of that runner too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yes, he's a little loud, but he gets the job done.
It'd be like that. I don't know what else we would maybe need. Just anything cool that you're trying to get off the shelves.
What do you got on clearance?
Yeah, clearance.
Always check the clearance rack.
Always.
Or like, what's been in here for a long time that you can't seem to ever get rid of?
I have a navigation orb.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
That what does that do?
He pulls out, and it's this... he kind of like giggles to himself for a little bit, and he leads you all into a little... not like the main back room, but like a side room, and there is this 7-foot sphere of polished mithril.
Okay.
A large, like, kind of, like, cloud rune embossed on the outer surface.
Okay.
It currently is levitating off of the ground.
That's cool.
This is not what I imagined.
What does it do?
It's a map.
Nice.
That's an orb,
that,
not a map.
Yeah, that looks like a ball.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a globe. It's like a...
He's going to...
How do map?
He's going to say the word begin in Elvish and touch the map. And you're going to see this little... He touches, like, right above Matorka, and this little, like, skyship figure appears on the map. And he's going to kind of run over to the window, kind of excitedly, and point up. And you guys see there's a airship above you now.
What?
This, like, floating, magical, cloud-like ship.
Wait, that's a thing? How'd that get up there?
This was one of the projects my father was working on. We've got most of the kinks out of it. I know the dwarves have been working on similar technology, but to my knowledge, in the mortal lands, this is the only one that exists. I'm very excited about it.
How much people can be on?
Yeah, how many people can ride that?
This one's pretty small. Currently, we've tested the carrying capacity up to 10. You might be able to fit more or less, depending on size. Basically, it is a super condensed cloud.
Do you have something that can carry like 50 people?
No. Actually, thinking about it,
I feel
maybe.
Like, I feel like that would be like the biggest tell of, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's
riding a cloud?
Yeah, yeah.
They're not going to look up.
Nobody looks up.
I don't know, guys. I feel like it'll tell them exactly where we are.
Less so than like us marching across the desert. That's pretty easy to see.
Yeah.
It only carries 800 pounds.
I'm off.
How much?
How much?
How much?
For that one or for the other one I'm about to say?
How much?
So for this other one, he leads you to like the corner of the room.
Mm-hmm.
The orb kind of like dims down and you kind of see out the window, you see like the clouds go back to normal. There's a rug rolled up against the wall. And he's like, okay, so this...
Magic carpet?
I'm very excited about. I actually got... This was one of the first projects I worked on with my father. It is... Currently, it's 6 feet tall. So it's a little shorter than Gregor. It can carry 800 pounds. this one is... Let me roll. We'll see how much this actually costs you guys.
12 gold. Rolled really badly.
This would be about... I did that wrong. This would be about 30,000 gold.
Oh, my God. Damn.
So the magic carpet's 30K?
Magic carpet's 30K.
What about the skyship?
The magic cloud?
Yeah. What are we looking at?
That'd be...
Am I unsurprised I come back to this?
The only one in existence.
I'll give you 10K right now, cash.
That's a down
We're looking
payment.
At like 200,000.
Fuck.
Damn.
So 10K is just not gonna.
I mean, I'll let you. I can give you a ride around the city for that.
No, man.
What about?
That's just rude.
Can we rent it?
Or
also,
I don't think we need to do that, guys.
You said you're going to the land of the dead.
We're gonna go kill the god of the dead.
Yeah,
it's not.
And then Zinch.
Yep.
Tell you what.
Probably corn
and corn.
I will lend it to you, but there will be a deposit on it.
What's the deposit?
200,000 gold. If you come back, you'll get it back.
Yeah. With the noodle. Honestly, dude, I can't even be mad at that. I'm going to have to decline.
Understand.
But it's like your credit card.
I have one more question.
Of course.
So I see you have like this orb that represents the map.
Uh-huh.
Why? If it's a map, why is it not flat?
Yeah, he's got to put... That's what I was asking before. Oh, I'm confused.
And how does that work? Like,
well, it's kind of like it's not a sphere. It's like rounded on top and then on the bottom. It's kind of like a giant like oval, like a three-dimensional oval.
I don't like it.
Can I do a history check to confirm that the world is in fact flat?
You can roll a history check, sure.
Cuz it is.
I rolled a 12.
It is flat.
You
Where's the
know
firmament?
Jürgen, you know, the world is a disc, and it is held up by elephants riding on the back of a giant turtle.
Absolutely.
Everybody knows that.
Common knowledge.
But it is
Eleanor Public School.
A disc, and it is a raised disc, which is why the water flows off the sides.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, that matters.
Gregor's smarter than we give him credit for.
That all makes sense. Wrong, that and the two moons. I mean,
always two.
What's funny is though, I've done three rolls so far. One was a one, and I've had two twos.
Nice.
Because my history is plus 10.
Nice.
Dang.
Oof, dude.
All right, well, I think that's...
That's probably it.
Yeah, I don't know what else we would need. Do you have any advice? We're going to go kill a god.
Advice for how to kill a god?
Just in general, I guess.
What's up?
Maybe we shouldn't tell that to every person we meet.
We're speaking it into existence.
It's on your vision board?
Yeah, I'm manifesting this.
Manifesting destiny, of course. I mean, everyone knows that's how it works.
True.
I think I'm going to give the sun sword to Elian, by the way, because I can't attune to another item.
That's fine.
But care. My hammer currently.
Is he even coming?
Why would he not?
Well, because he was.
Is he on this team or not?
I was trying to get him to take over as captain of the guard for the fucking city.
Hold on. So are you saying you don't want to choose the sword over the hammer?
My hammer is better.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So why the fuck did we go through all this bullshit to get this sun?
Well, I don't know, man.
It's a magical legendary.
Fucking sick of this shit.
Just because we have cool shit doesn't mean there's not other cool shit.
Yeah.
Over.
I just ran the math and I was like, actually,
killed a kraken for this.
My hammer goes harder than this sun sword does.
I died for that.
Can you dual wield?
Literally.
I think you do have the option of dual wielding because I think the sword could be one handed and your hammer could be one handed.
Correct.
Yes.
Bro,
but then I gotta put the shield down.
Yeah. Fucking.
That's another gun in the fight.
Can you put the shield on your back?
You just don't go that hard or what?
Like, I don't even know how that works. Like, do I get two attacks with both weapons? So am I throwing up four attacks now?
You get your normal two attacks, action, and right? You can use your bonus action to do a offhand attack.
Yeah, that's how daggers worked with Gaunt. You do like your main attack with one dagger, and then you get a bonus attack with that second hand.
Mm-hmm. Time to level up and take dual weapon fighting.
So you'd probably get like
two. Had I planned this, I would have taken the dual weapon feat, but I wasn't planning on it.
You'd probably get two hammer swings and then a sword stab.
You know how much I didn't plan for this? I took the shield master feat. All right.
Ooh. Awkward.
Yeah, you're in there, dog.
I'm
committed to the shield game.
Can you relearn?
I don't think
I mean, you have.
You can't train.
I'm probably going to do a time jump, so you will have some downtime if you guys did want to try to train. It depends on how much stuff you want to do in this
See, what you do is you take that time to sharpen the sword and then Venmo Amber $15 to buff.
If we're going to do a time jump tonight.
It's very close. Just my hammer's slightly better stat-wise.
Can we duct tape the sword to your shield?
Keep it with you and use it circumstantially, depending on the enemies.
Oh, yeah.
Because the sun sword is going to do really well against some undead.
How long does it take to attune to it, though?
My hammer does more base radiant damage than the sun sword does. Yeah.
How
but
long
the sun sword does sunlight.
Well, I can use it as a sunlight thing.
Depends a little bit on you guys.
So, Amber, hand wave. Yep. Over this time, could I train to send a one-for-one swap, get rid of my shield master feat for like the dual weapon fighting feat?
Depending on, because you guys have 3 weeks till everyone shows up.
Yeah.
So I would say that
would. Doesn't mean we have to leave right away.
I would say that would probably take the full 3 weeks. So depending on what you guys want to do.
I mean, swapping doesn't make sense. You could just learn.
I'm just trying to make it fair.
Well, I mean, you're not going to use both at the same time.
No, but that's, I'm just trying to make it so that way. Hey, Amber, don't just give me the. Like, I'm trying to make
it. Amber, you should totally just give it to him because it'd be way cooler if he busted that shit out.
I'm trying not to make like a game breaking, like, give me another feat. Like,
give me another feat.
Do it. I'll bribe you.
I'm trying to be fair.
It'd be neat.
I mean, she did let me be a level 20 wizard and take a level of druid.
That's true, I did.
I want to see it in action.
That apple butter is just that good.
Because level 20 wizards are like game breaking.
Yeah, it's been 10 years.
They're like basically gods.
I'm just fucking around.
That'd be wild. Check this shit.
I would say swapping it, you could do, like, you could, me being nice, you could do it, but, like, just to pick it up in general, it would take a lot longer.
That's what I'm saying. Just to make it fair.
Yeah.
As a fair game mechanic.
So what we got to do is get him in the hyperbolic time chamber of Gaunt's realm or fucking Jurgen's realm And then he just trains for 10 years worth of time in like 20 minutes.
Now, just to clarify, it's not my realm. It was the realm I was taken to by my boss.
Take me to the realm.
Hit up your peacock.
You can't just go to your... It's kind of like, you know, you got a manager at work, right? You can't just go use your manager's pool just because you feel like it, because your buddy wants to go swimming. Like,
I mean, I do that to Kronk all the time.
Yeah, you all do...
Yeah, but Kronk's different. Regularly. We don't respect him.
He's also not my boss. He's also not technically my boss. He's just the one with the house.
So check it out. What are we doing for these next 3 weeks? Because if we have nothing on the docket, then I am just going to train.
Yeah,
become proficient in these two weapons, so I could become a radiant damage killing machine.
I think that is what we're doing. Like, we're training. We're getting ready.
Just locking it the fuck down.
Hey, Amber, could I do what I messaged you about?
I will answer these questions after the episode, because most of you guys now have texted me very specific questions.
I've texted you nothing.
But I want to answer nothing. Right now.
I texted her with your phone.
We can do that off screen.
Fine.
We should use more podcast time to go over the minutiae of D&D game mechanics.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I want to describe every single detail of what I'm doing right now.
There's a big learning curve.
Oh, of course.
There's a lot to learn.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Step one is kissing the ass of your DM so that they give you nice things.
But no, so back in game. So we went shopping.
We went shopping.
I feel like we've accomplished all we're going to accomplish shopping wise. What else are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or are you guys going to Sartosa before everyone shows up, or are you taking everyone to Sartosa?
We're going to take the Armada to Sartosa.
Gotcha. I think I'm going to go back to my room right now and try to meditate.
It might be good for one of us just to go peek in and make sure everything's okay before we show up with a whole ass boat of people and get ambushed.
I am going
to
call back to
Because you can teleport, right? And I can teleport. And he has the teleportation helm. Like, we have a lot of people who could just pop in, pop out. And then, like, the boat ride's going to take, like, what did it take the first time? I know this wasn't my character, but, like,
it was not that long.
It was at least a couple days.
Gaunt was just under the ship the whole time.
Yeah, it was like a week.
Cooking
Making
meth.
Pizza.
But if we pop in and pop out, we still got plenty of time to re-get those charges.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, so Fargrim,
you're meditating?
Yes. Yeah, I need to figure something, like, you know, it's crunch time. I need to figure something out with this and see, like, if I can get through to it. So I'm meditating.
With the necklace?
Yeah, I'm holding the necklace in my hand, and I'm meditating.
Roll persuasion.
And try not to be frustrated.
That's the hard part.
Make an aura check.
-5.
Roll what?
Persuasion.
Oh, man. Oh, I have a -1 charisma. That's -7.
The necklace does not answer you.
Damn. That's crazy. Right.
That necklace kind of answers me. I'm
gonna, he just doesn't like Fargrim.
I mean, I get it.
I'm going to...
Same.
Not a Farge enjoyer.
I'm gonna take it off my neck.
Okay.
I'm going to hold it in my hand.
Okay.
And, like, I'm just going to squeeze it in my hand and put my hand on my forehead. And be like, what more do you want from me? Just, like,
you bastard.
Help me. Like, what? Give me something.
I'm going to zoom in on that.
Go off, babe. Go off.
Anyways.
The necklace does not respond.
Well, I feel helpless.
I'm sorry.
Does anyone else see Fargrim going through
this? Nah, he's in his room.
Oh.
Bro, this necklace ain't even got no bitches.
Not very skibbity of this necklace.
No. Negative aura.
You're calling...
I'm going to call Ben. Yeah.
Okay. You call Ben. Ah, Kronk, how's it going?
It's going. How are things?
We're fine here. Nothing crazy. I know you said to keep an eye out for orcs. We haven't noticed anything. I know Vizay's been increasing his watch.
Oh, what a guy. Glad I hired him.
Yes, he's doing great. I don't think he wants us to know this, but I do think he has a soft spot for the children.
Of course he does. That's why I hired him. Mm. I knew. I could just tell, you know. I have a way with people.
You do indeed.
Yeah.
Is there are you just calling to check in?
Pretty much, yeah. Just wanted to make sure everything's square and kosher. We are finalizing things here.
All right.
Getting ready to scoot to our final destination.
Okay.
And, yeah.
And that's not here?
No.
Okay.
No.
I will make sure that... God, I don't know. That doesn't really change much on my end.
No, not at all.
the call ends.
Okay. Excellent.
Yep.
Good talk. yeah, so that's all squared away. I think the only other things is just like sending a runner with a message. Oops, sorry. To Greenwood.
Okay.
To see how things are faring with like the council and everything like that. When was that meeting supposed to take place about the vote for?
I think with the time, you've got another week on that.
Another week? Okay. So yeah, I'm just kind of standing by for that, trying to get things squared away with that shenanigans. Yeah, I don't have too much else going on. How did we ever set a price on creating that fucking performing arts theater?
We did not set a price for that.
All right, we're gonna work on that.
Okay,
because
that'll be. I'll add it to my list.
Before we take off, I may or may not open the Enertor Performing Arts Theater.
Okay.
You see Kronk in a leotard all day.
You know, I'm a bit of a...
Well, I mean, Kelby's waiting for you guys to come back from the Land of the Dead so she can put on Kronk the Musical.
I know. I'm looking forward to that. That's what's keeping me going, really. Yeah. That's keeping me level, grounded. But yeah, I think that's it for right now. Okay. Probably communicate with some deities in the near future, you know. Cool. Great guys.
And gals and non-binaries.
Yeah. All that. But I think that's it for this episode.
I think so, too.
Can I go talk to Kronk?
Yeah, go.
So I think it's really important when the army gets here, we need to investigate every single person and make sure they have no chaos taint.
Okay. Check their taints.
We're going to do a thorough inspection of everyone.
Are you trying to take people's pants off or something?
You know what I'm saying.
Bro, you gay?
Thoroughly inspecting people? That's fine. I don't know what you're saying.
You don't want them to have orbs on the boat. You don't want to.
Oh, you're looking for orbs?
Orb check.
That's not the chaos orb thing. Check. That's like the undead.
No. We're going to check for chaos too.
Oh, okay, sure.
We're going to check for both.
We're going to get those taints. We're worried about that because these are like some of the most elite paladins of Ulrich, as well as like the...
Yeah, but we say that about Gregor, and he had a fucking orb on him this morning.
First off, I'm the most elite.
He's not here.
Okay, well, so we'll do an orb check when everyone gets here. We'll go up and down, make sure there's no scrying shenanigans.
I think we need to make sure there's no imposters either. No sussiness.
The Among Us. Make sure there's no sussy bakas among us. Okay. Yeah, we'll have everyone do a little like check the boxes for the crosswalks test.
This might be my PTSD speaking, but
capture tests.
The larger the group, the more likely of a problem.
Oh.
A traitor.
Okay.
The bigger the taints. I got you, dog.
Yeah,
I'm in here.
That's a statement.
Gregor just shows up. I got you.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
I'll bring my oils. Right.
Cool. Sounds good. We're looking for sussy baka taints next episode.
Sussy taints next episode. Time.
Stand the fuck by. Okay.
All right, bye, everybody.
Well,
nah, he's like, all right, we're done here.
Shout out to sponsors.
VB Health. Stay boosted, stay blessed.
Go buy your supplements there.
Protein, creatine, vitamins, ashwagandha.
Sleep boost.
Mm-hmm. Load boost.
All of it.
Soaking wet.
Yep.
Soaking wet.
Sorry.
And then also.
You're not.
Fan roll.
It's fan roll. Yeah.
Fan roll.
Go buy your dice from them.
Yeah, Oodles are good, cool shit.
They got dice and all sorts of dice, and they've got the things you roll in that I'm forgetting.
Dice
for? Yeah, those things.
They got dice towers?
They do have dice towers.
They got little mats.
They got metal dice.
They got wooden dice. They got plastic dice.
Don't they have gemstone ones too?
They got gemstone.
Yeah, they have dice.
What was it? It was.
They got all the dice. Stone.
Didn't you guys get one?
Yeah, I have a set of gemstone ones. I keep it at Tom's for when we go over to play D&D with them, and then I have my liquid core like rose gold and purple ones that are super dang.
Liquid cooled dice. Huh?
And
yeah, liquid
metal
cooled dice.
Got that RGB dice.
That RGB. Maximum FPS on these dice right
Don't
here. When
you have RGB dice, not from fan roll, but
I do have these right here are light up dice.
Yeah,
nice. They're not colored, but they do light up. Yeah,
but yeah. Also, patrons, thank you guys for your continued support.
Always
throw them up.
Throw it up. You.
Tragically, one of your characters is deceased.
Time to make another one.
Yeah. Actually, I think two of your characters are deceased.
Wait, who else?
Two?
I thought we lost two.
Did we lose Ingrid and Kevin?
No. Kevin's fine.
Kevin's fine.
There's somebody else.
Who else do we lose?
Who else got vampired when we were out there? I thought someone else got...
I don't think anyone from our squad.
They get saved. I don't remember. Okay. I guess it's only one. We'll have to fix that, but, you know.
Gotta pump these numbers up.
We'll catch you guys on the next
one.
Bye. Bye.